The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to start somewhere new real quick about baby mamas and baby fathers. You know what I'm saying? I think this is equivalent to terrorism in our community. You understand me? Mental, spiritual, you understand me? Emotional terrorism on a daily basis. And I want to see if we can get to a basis of trying to figure out what are some of the solutions between solving the issues of anger, you understand me, that exists between mothers and fathers today, baby mothers and fathers today. You understand me, that tear them from being a family. Like somewhere right now, there's a young mother who hates her baby daddy. You understand me? And she relies on the system to try to get back at him, right? And then somewhere there's a baby father who hates his baby mother. You understand me? For the same exact reasons. And when they get together, they're always clawing at each other. They're angry, they're yelling. He calls her bees, she curses him out, the whole nine. So where does the repairment of those who are not particularly a family in the sense where they have order and structure and they're in the same home, but they share a child, you understand me? Which means they have a connection that's forever, but their relationship is severed.
What is missing is the rites of passage has been destroyed.
Yeah, absolutely.
The rites of passage is to happen to make you a whole man and a whole woman,
yeah,
from age 13 to 16. So I'm teaching women who are 20, 30, 50, 60, and 70 years old. And the same for Man Heal Thyself Wellness Warriors. And because they miss that whole piece. So in that process of missing, mm-hmm, your training how to be a whole man or a whole woman, then you get married because you're out of your right mind. Or you end up going from woman to woman or man to man because you're looking for yourself, you're looking for your peace, you're looking for your whole, you're looking, but you're not finding. Mm. And you're literally in the wilderness of your own soul. Mm-hmm. So right now, through the teachings, I have witnessed the teachings, yeah, of Sacred Woman. Sacred Woman has been going on for 35 years plus. Man Heal Thyself has really happened for about 9-10 years.
Right.
But Supernova Slum, my son, I said, we have this book together, Man Heal Thyself.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, man, okay.
I'll share.
Right, and him and his spiritual cousin, okay. Hallelujah, yeah. My dearest friend, Queen Esther's son, we said we had to birth them. Mm. We actually had to be in sync 35, 40 years ago as sisters not the struggle, but for the victory of our people. Mm. And they were raised as little children together. And so, Man Heal Thyself, I witnessed the women being in Sacred Woman, they fall off. They fall off if the man is not healing. That could be their mate, their father, their son. They're falling off. But now that Man Heal Thyself is in place,
right,
the women are now getting more empowered. The men are now getting more empowered. Many of them were coming to divorce, and that was their last call. Yeah. And when you become a whole woman and you take time to heal your condition, yourself, your body, mind, your spirit, forgive your mother's mother's mother, seven generations back, and move forward, and then the man is doing the same thing, now they come together. Mm-hmm. on purpose, empowered, cleaned up, not enraged from their past, but feeling empowered, becoming entrepreneurs, making their own money, being creative. All of that together now, we're building healthy families. I just had a session just last Sunday, and a woman was crying, her heart was just, she was broken. She said, I cursed my children out. We're talking about using the word as medicine, word as power. And she said, okay, please, my children, forgive me for yelling, for cursing, for being mad, for my past relationships. She started to cry and just weep. And then the husband showed up. He just came out of the room. This is on, in class, we're visually seeing it, 400 of us. And he goes to hug her. I said, hug her in front of us. Hug her and embrace her for all the mothers and all the wives who don't have it so that we can get a vision. And he kissed her, he hugged her. And then he moved away and she just cried and wept more, and he just consoled her because he's also man healed thyself. And under him was his baby. There was a baby, that baby was under him. That baby is now healing just because they're healing. Because they have reunited on the highest level, that they have been able to forgive their mothers and their fathers on the journey. Because if stolen people, all we can do is forgive our people for whatever has happened. Because how could we even think and stand? We are left for dead. It's only going to resurrection through ourselves. So healing through the rites of passage. I have seen miracles happen within holistic miracles and natural. When you know who you are as a woman and you know who you are as a man, then all you can do is birth healthy relationships. We won't have to break down. We just have nothing but breakthroughs now.
Well, a lot of men, our brothers and then global men have not had the culture of valuing themselves on an internal level. Manhood is based upon what we can accumulate and what we can compete and dominate with and get. So our relationship with that mentality, growing from a child to a grown man, you're now competing to have the best of whatever is outside of you. And so you create a culture and a cadence based upon the best woman, the raise your children in the best, and these are all great tenets, right? But so many men, even who have been blessed to have the financial abundance, internally though, when you look, a lot of them have a lot of addictions they're dealing with, and you're like, well, how come you are hurting? You seem like you got everything because society says man's power is external. And so we see women, regardless of them having many baby daddies or many kids or many jobs, they make time for self-care. And this is why Circle Women has worked with moms for so long, because what's beautiful about it, it brings sisters from all tribes. Our Islamic family, our Hebrew Israelite family, our Kemetic family, our Buddhist family, they all come, the sisters come together to do the healing work. What happens is that women are leading that signal. So with the Man Heal Thyself rites of passage, the vision is to, regardless of what brother is social, politically, economically, to give him the encouraging tools internally, because he don't have to simp outside of himself. The woman outside of himself is a compliment to the God he is. Mm-hmm. Unless he can begin to go back and heal that 5-year...
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The 7-year-old, the 10-year-old that may have been disappointed, let go, abused, raped, molested, or even in a family household, and the parents may have not been in harmony. He's told to not cry, not show emotion, mm-hmm. be quiet about it, mm-hmm. but to pursue the external version of what manhood is, which is good too, because remember, internal, external. But when you're only doing the external pursuit and you don't have that internal fortification, it may come out and lash out by hurting your brother. It may come out and suppressing your woman. It may come out mm-hmm. in ways that you don't even, you know, connect to. So the whole process is to create a safe space where brothers can come together and really work on that socio-emotional body in addition to their wellness body, you know, mm-hmm. and working out and working on their mind. And I told the last formation, I told the brothers, I said, hey, listen, if your formation is Islam, I need you to be the most powerful Muslim you can in the next 7 days. If you're from, you know, the nation of gods and earth, you need to be the powerful God. I don't care what you call yourself. We're going to take that, mm-hmm. pour into you these tenets so you can be the best version of yourself, sovereign to you. That way your relationships become a holistic complement to who you truly are.
Yeah.
And you're no longer a stranger to yourself chasing the beauty of your woman. Well, you're beautiful too, black man. You know what I'm saying? You need to turn on that light. We talked earlier about the house. In ancient Kemet, one of the many names of the pharaohs was the Nesut, the kings. Another word is the Paheru, which means the lighthouse, the house of light, you know, which is also a reflection of the Heheru, the light of the householder. So the Paherus, the Nesut, you have to turn on your light. To turn on is an action. You know what I'm saying? That means you have to do something. So I'm like, mm-hmm. if I'm turning on my light, that means I have to be conscious that I have to be a doer, which goes back to what we said earlier segment about using the plow, being a worker. Mm-hmm. So it's really about encouraging our brothers to wherever they are at in their growth and development, just giving them the excitement to want to repair himself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So he can now better attract in the world. And even if he's in a current relationship, baby's mother or wife, you know, if a man's taking sacred time, like Queen mentioned earlier, taking his spiritual baths, taking his gold water, you know what I'm saying? taking his gold water, taking his Mars, taking his mega greens, right? Really nourishing himself. And this every 7 days of 19, we give brothers tasks that they have to complete. The first week is called the family man of unity and wealth. So we tell brothers to write down what is your vision in your understanding of what that means for you. And then when you come back to the formation, you're going to share that vision with your brothers so we can bear witness to the God in you voicing that, right? Another thing is before you even do that assignment, we have an assignment called write a forgiveness letter to yourself. So go through a meditation, just get some quiet time. If it's a time in your life where you felt the most abandoned, the most neglected in your journey, you right now, what would you say to that version of yourself just to give you a reassurance, you know? So kind of like doing that intertransitional time journey to yourself,
right.
Hugging yourself, assuring yourself that now that you're working to take action to turn you on, right, you got you in the future, you know, and just by doing that, beloved brother, so many brothers, you know, said, you know, they wept, they some brothers said it was hard to write it, but they wrote it, and they were able to face themselves,
right.
And the more we can just create exercises and accountability for brothers to do things like that, it's a revolutionary.
Because now he's
awakened. Yeah, yeah.
Because not to cut the wisdom, but when it comes to like relationships, people don't really want to do the work, especially like unrepairable.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you can do it for the child, but you got to do it for yourself first. You can't do it for nobody else. You understand me? And I think what happens all the time is why a lot of change don't last is we do it for everybody else but ourselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you get in a relationship with somebody and then maybe she wants to start changing for you or doing some things, mm-hmm. but then when she gets into another relationship, she changes into another person, mm-hmm. right? Instead, you have to find out reasons to do things for yourself because that's going to last regardless of who you with, whether you by yourself or you with someone else. That's a true change, mm-hmm. right? A true evolution. And I think that, you know, we've gotten very good in society at just shape-shifting. You understand me? From one person to another, making mm-hmm. everybody feel comfortable mm-hmm. without actually knowing ourselves. Mm-hmm. And the healing process is such a lost art as well, that we don't know how to heal from the smallest things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so instead of, you know, healing through things, we try to ignore them. Mm. You understand me? And see if we can just go through them instead of actually heal through them.
Right.
You understand
right.
me? And I think that that's something, especially when I see baby mothers and fathers, and oftentimes people regret that they didn't make it work, or regret that this person went on to be successful without them, or regret that they were immature to not see what they had, or regret the fact that they slept with each other and weren't mature enough to think about consequences.
Right.
And they start blaming each other. They take all of that fire that starts to build up and they throw it at each other and they blame each other for all of the issues. Mm. And so that forgiveness, I know, first starts with accountability. You know, that when you take a look around 360 at your situation, that all of this is manufactured by your own actions, you know? And that may be hard for people to swallow. They say, well, this person did this, that, and the third. Well, those are not things you can control.
Right.
The one thing you can control is accountability for where you are right now.
Absolutely.
And in this moment, if you become accountable, then you take extreme ownership. Mm. And through extreme ownership, now you have extreme control.
Absolutely.
You have that ability to release yourself from the contracts that hold you. Because trauma is like a contract. It's stuck in you until you release yourself. But without reviewing it, you don't even know what's in the contract. Yeah, you don't know what binded you to that pain in the first place.
Wow.
And you constantly relive it.
Mm.
And so sometimes a person's physical presence becomes a trigger just within itself, right? Because that might have been the last relationship where you made the most mistakes.
Mm.
You understand me? But instead of taking internal accountability, that person is a representation. Mm. It was their fault, not mine. Mm. I didn't do anything. I wasn't immature or, and it's the same thing relationships to where we also get into them sometime, and it's like, people have to think they have to hate their ex, you know? And I think that's a sad, it's toxic. That almost everybody is somebody ex. You understand
right,
me?
Right.
Some people done matured and did better and living better, but there's an immaturity in society where people feel like they can't, you know, be happy for this person that progressed and now is treating someone else better.
I'm 19 Keys and this is High Level Conversation.
Tap in with the God.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.